All right, I have 9 observations for us before we turn it over to Twins-Cubs baseball.
So you didn't do a lot of prep today either.
What are you talking about? 9 observations. Okay, number one is yours. Maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard on WCCU radio. That we all, like, stay in our houses. And then at 8 o'clock, we go to our patios. We are not outside at 4 o'clock. We're not outside at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we all, Dave Harrigan, go out to our decks at his famous house in Rosemont, which I've never been invited to. And so because he's a homebody until 8 o'clock, no one can cut the grass, Dave Harrigan, from 8 o'clock on.
Nope.
8 p.m. on. Is that, yes or no, the dumbest thing you've heard?
You get a 15-minute window to finish the job at 8 o'clock.
Sorry. You have to speed your way through. Yeah.
You got to start sprinting. Start running.
You're Noah Lyles finishing.
I'm out on my deck with the stopwatch.
Exactly. He's available to drive around the metro. Yeah. I think just the metro, preferably the South Metro. You'll maybe defer
I'll
to other people.
I'll confine it to, my general neighborhood.
Exactly.
You know, what you do, you and your – watch your own bobber in your other neighborhood.
In other words, yeah, you're such a fraud on the watch your own bobber because you're like me.
I'm watching a lot of bobber.
You're observing.
Well, if your bobber bothers me, exactly. If your bother is loud and obstructing my view or my pleasant evening at home, then I'm watching your bobber.
So apparently, according to Adam, because I think the real key is he goes to bed every other night at 8:15.
Correct.
I think that's what it's really all about. Yeah,
although last night it was trying to enjoy my outside.
Was a neighbor cutting the grass? Is that what inspired this?
Yes. Two. I think two of them.
Two of them. Harrigan, what are your thoughts on this?
I would much rather have the neighbors start at 8 than, say, mow between 5 and 7 when I want to be outside, perhaps enjoying dinner. Now,
correct.
I will say,
thank you.
I had a neighbor just a few houses down yesterday. As I stepped out at 6:57 a.m., they fired up the riding mode.
That's taser material.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's
we can all agree on. That's a bipartisan.
Yeah, I mean, George Anna was suggesting 7 a.m. too.
No.
What is she talking about? No, 7 a.m. is, I mean, I don't think it's shoot to kill, but, I mean, is it in the neighborhood?
Just a stern look. Like I said, you know, you get a stern look from a neighbor will set you straight.
Observation number two, trying to talk to this guy in his 19,000-square-foot mansion in Rosemont. It's a beautiful house.
How do you know? You've never seen it.
I haven't seen it. That's correct. Apparently, he's put some giant cell signal block on it because I've talked to you now like 30 times in this.
Horrendous.
What are you doing down there?
This again. We're bipartisan on this one. This is ridiculous.
We've tried.
Looking across the aisle.
Yes.
We've tried.
Walls and Trump shaking hands.
We've efforted, and it's just been.
What are you trying?
Like to try to get cell service down there, and it's just we cannot figure it out.
Have you called the mayor?
I don't think I know the mayor.
Yeah,
but
have you called Governor Walls on this one?
I should.
So, do the other neighbors have cell service better than yours?
I'd like to find out. I don't know that.
You're too busy monitoring their lawn.
I mean, there is a neighborhood Facebook page.
Oh God,
I'm sure
that's awful.
Oh my God,
we've added that as an observation. Observation number 12: they all should be eliminated.
Yes,
everyone.
Again, bipartisan.
Thank you, bipartisan.
Right.
But I think a lot of people actually like him, Harrigan. Don't you? They love
the younger
gossip.
People.
And
here's my. Can I bring up one that we have?
13th observation. Let's go.
We've got because there's an HOA and there's a HOA board, which is made up of residents.
Yes,
I don't know who's on the HOA board, but anyway, there was a snap.
I've had people come to my house campaigning if I will vote for them on the HOA board.
You put up this lawn sign, please.
Yeah, right.
It's against the HOA, but.
And there was some issue with the company that runs our HOA and late fees and people were getting. And somebody just lit up the board and said, you're like.
Communist?
No, it was, but like, you're crooked. You're all crooked.
Okay.
And then somebody responded like, hey, we're your neighbors. Like, can we talk about this? So you're leveling allegations. Well, it's a microcosm of America in general. Like, we feel free to say whatever we want. and damn the consequences. If I hurt your feelings, who cares? Because I'm going to get my point across.
Observation 14. Golf game is miserable. I'm hitting balls yesterday next to a guy who's got his MAGA hat on. Right?
Okay.
And
LD.
What's that?
LD?
It was not LD.
Was he listening for tips?
Oh, that was so good. And figured out who I was. We talked a little bit. Had some differences. And on his own, he said, you know what? We need more conversations like this.
Oh.
Where I know you're not a big Trump fan, but we had an exchange on some political issues. It was civil. It was friendly. It was cordial. Neither one of us really changed our opinions, but we didn't wish death upon each other, question character. It's really not that hard to do it.
You're right.
It is not
That's
hard
all it takes.
It.
And then you.
I want to now take on Big Smoke Detector. Okay. Because Big Smoke Detector, I know
where this is going.
You're working against us. I know you are. I'm going to try to prove it because last night, Mr. Insomniac here is actually sleeping. And at 3:58 a.m., beep, beep. So I get up, I look a little bit. Is the house on fire? I want to check and make sure I'm not going to incinerate. Nope. They're coordinated to go off during the night. Does your smoke detector ever beep? Does the battery ever go out at 12:50 in the day? No, it does not. It's 2:17. It's 4:13 a.m. Big Smoke Detector is working against us.
I disagree.
What?
I think you're more in tune. It's quieter at night, and that's where you hear it.
How loud is your house? You don't hear it?
Well, this happened the other about 3 or 4 months ago, and I couldn't figure out which smoke detector was making the beep, and that drove me crazy.
That's because this house is so big.
When you got that 75 rooms.
I get that.
When you're at the Glen Sheen Mansion.
Glen Sheen Mansion. And the poor dogs. I mean, they hear that. And
they hate it. Oh, they just say, are you with me, Dave? And text her 651-461-9226. You can chime in any of these observations. They're planning.
Kitty.
They're out to get us, and that's why they time the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Duracell is in on it also.
Duracell. Kitty.
Was that Energizer? Robert? Was that Robert Conrad who put it on his shoulder years and years ago? Do
yes,
you remember that?
You're right.
Was it Duracell? Knock this battery out. Who is the modern day Robert Conrad? Who do we have? Because I think of him with Battle of the Network Stars. That show should come back. Battle of the Network Stars. Dave, are you with me that they're planning that they want to set off that alarm at 3:46 at night?
They do. Anytime between about 1 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. I think is the sweet spot. And I will tell you the last time one went out for me, it was that same time. I have to go downstairs, climb up on a chair, twist the thing off, unplug
it. Nine-volt battery.
Pull out the 9-volt battery. Yeah. And for 5 minutes after I pulled the battery out and unplugged it kept beeping.
They're out to get us. Those are the machines that not AI.
Oh, I almost took a hammer to it.
Oh, my God. It's awful. Okay, let's pause here. You might as well hang till the end. We're done at 28:45.
You're a giver. Yeah.
You're a giver. 17 past 12. Any of these observations you can chime in on the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text lines 651-461-9226. Just say no to big fire alarm, Dexter.
Kitty. Is Kitty still the tops when it comes to
First Alert? Kitta, First Alert, I think.
First Alert, yeah. Is that the same people, though? I've fallen and can't get up?
Yeah, exactly. Probably the same people with the clapper, too.
Yes.
Back to this, Dexter. I've removed all alarms in my house and replaced them with decoys. Never once been caught by an inspector. That is
hardcore.
I like that.
Living dangerously.
Tim Walz, let's not play the joke. How many sound bites do we have?
Oh, we got five of them.
Don't play the joke one. Just find another one. We'll get to the joke one second. But play one sound bite from the governor of the state of Minnesota yesterday.
Some of us are old enough to remember when it was Republicans who were talking about freedom. It turns out now
What they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
All right. There are going to be a lot of Republicans who are going to say, that sounds good, Tim, but right. I'm not sure you really lived up to that. I'm not saying that folks who are maybe even moderates or Republicans were agreeing with the policy positions that Tim Walz was laying out yesterday. I get it. I'm not expecting you or asking you to change your opinion. But you're allowed to look at someone, male or female, and say, I don't agree with you, but that was a good speech.
Mm-hmm.
The presentation mattered. The compliment to Harris mattered. I thought he was excellent yesterday, and I've always thought he was a decent public speaker. But what is going on the last 3 weeks? Is he juicing? Larry, are you juicing? Because all of a sudden he has moved from like an okay public speaker to like a really good one. And again, I'm not saying if you're a righty, you're like, oh, geez, right. I'd have to agree with him now. But in trying to make his point, he's better at it lately than he has been his entire political run.
If you're objective, you look at that and say, that was a good speech, well delivered, hitting the marks. Right. Again, you can completely disagree with what he's saying.
Yeah.
But you can't deny that it was a good speech.
He was sticking the landing. I mean, for me yesterday, Shapiro again showed he's just a superstar, man. Walz was second. I didn't think she was very good. I thought she was all over the place. You know, I don't think she was bad, I guess, but I thought she was a distant third. Now, go ahead. Fire the one we were talking about.
First, yeah. Walz, he won over Adam with just this line alone.
Don't ever close the yearbook. Don't ever.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was listening when Brandon Kinstler told Adam Carter,
close the yearbook.
You know, it'd be great if we see Walz and he says, hey, I was driving. I did steal that from the show. I mean, he's only human.
Now on J.D.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale. Had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires. And then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on!
See, that's good.
Not what middle America is. And I got to tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy.
Again, that's good.
Yep.
That is if he's willing to get off the couch and show up. So, you see what I did there?
Okay. You delivered a funny line. Things completely out of context, by the way, right? You don't then have to say, after you've delivered the joke, see what I did there. Just leave it sit, right?
Or go like, this guy knows what I'm talking about. That's a good one.
They all did. They all reacted. It's home team coverage. Right. They're all reacting. Okay. If you're a true centrist and moderate, who do you have right now to vote for? Because Harris and Walz are absolute progressives. Donald and Vance have MAGA'd the party up. Boy, by the way, the fringes of both parties are popular. But if you're in the 40 to 50%, who do you have to vote for?
Good question.
Right now, I mean, I'm not giving 1 second consideration voting for Donald, but she's well left to where I am. And when he was a congressman, I would have voted for him a second. He's moved way left. He just has. I'm very curious where the moderates are going to vote. Okay, let's get to the Twins. If it's game one playoffs today and everybody's rested, who's your starting pitcher? Game one today, who is Adam Carter?
Probably Bailey Ober.
I think it is. Don't you think, Dave?
For the season, yes. I mean, Pablo's been good his last, what, 5 starts or so?
Not yet. Not last night.
No, that's true. Yeah, last night was not.
Stunk
was
last
an
night.
Issue.
Last night was an issue. So I'm saying it's game one of the playoffs.
It's got to be Bailey.
It's got to be Ober. Is it
David Festa?
He was pretty good the last couple starts.
Is that more on just scouting reports though, and getting caught up to him? Will it?
Yeah, he's not gonna. You know, obviously the first series is just two guys.
Yep.
Right. And if they get to the second round, then potentially it's four, and clearly it would be Simmons, Woods, Richardson. But as good as that lineup is, by the way, you look at Buxton's last 30 games. My God, he scored 28 runs. He's got 10 home runs. He is on fire. But Pablo, as good as they've been, and you got the Indians coming in, Pablo is
Guardians.
Still.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Jeez. Sorry about that.
Wow.
Sorry.
MAGA all the way.
That was it. I meant that. I was I was demeaning.
They'll always be the Indians.
Yeah, the Guardians coming in. Right now, Cubbies, Wrigley Field. Thank you for the bonus time.
You got it.
I am drained and tuckered. Here comes Twins baseball, the home of the Twins, at least for now. CCO.